or saved it from dying. Look at all the cool miracles he's done. Look at all the great promises he's promised. And they worshipped him, and they worshipped his government because they loved what it meant and what it signifies and what they were doing. That's why they will worship him, because they will worship him and they will know why. It's not just a question of bending your knee and bowing down and doing homage with your body or saying words like, I worship you, O devil, or nonsense like that. It is, they have adoration within their heart because of real, tangible reasons they will have for their adoration. The world's going to adore him out of a true feeling that this is God, that this is our Savior. After all, the name written on him, the name written on that beast was Jesus Christ, or the kingdom of God, or whatever. The kingdom of our Lord and of his Savior, Jesus Christ, written across the beast on the heads. On the heads was the name Jesus. Verse 5, and there was given to him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given to him to continue 42 months. What is blasphemy anyways? I you know, said Jesus is the name of blasphemy. Well, the technical to blaspheme, feme, or a feme, which I think would be a, or feme would be a better pronunciation of it. And yeah, I think that's where we get our word fame from. It's a Greek word. It means like to speak, and blas is like bad. It means like bad speak, to speak badly of something. Of something, obviously, not just of anything. Like if I say, well, you know, that garbage has an awful smell, that's not really blasphemy. Blasphemy is to speak ill of some grand or good thing. Actually, you will remember that the crime that the Pharisees convicted Jesus of was blasphemy, because thou, being a man, makest thyself equal with God, because he said he was the Son of God. So in a sense, the devil is committing the blasphemy for which Christ suffered and died. For the devil to call himself Christ is blasphemous, because he is not. And he is the exact opposite. He is the enemy of God. And for others to call him Christ is also blasphemous. There was given him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. He's going to speak great things. Oh, all the great things we shall do. All the grand plans he's going to lay out for them. All the things that can happen. But of course, there's going to be a thorn in his side, which is the witnesses. With their testimony and the plagues they're bringing, they're going to be a problem until he slays them. And as he speaks these great things, that will incite the hatred of the world against the true church. They're going to hate the church. I call them the witnesses, but I should just say the church. You know, they're going to hate the church. They're going to want to kill it and do away with those who represent it. And so he's speaking blasphemies. Oh, yes. Whatever that character, you know, I give out some suppositions, but whatever nature that takes will become obvious at the time. You know, a lot of what I'm saying is suppositional. I mean, listen to chapter 1. I told you there. I don't know everything. I mean, I'm just kind of going with it. I think a lot of what I'm saying is insightful from the Spirit. But I don't know precisely what the dragon's going to say or how he's going to blaspheme, but I know the general. I mean, when I say the name of blasphemy, I think that's accurate. Power was given to continue 42 months. Interesting, you know, like the two witnesses, 1,203 score days. Children of light, their time is given in the time of days. The children of darkness, theirs is given in months. 42 months is about 3.5 years. This is 1,360 days. 1,260 days is about 3.5 years. About. And now some people get into the calendars and they figure out, oh, what's the difference and how many days difference between those two? I mean, that's not really the point. You know, you're missing it. You're really missing it when you start counting the numbers and all that. You know, counting the time is kind of like, you know, a watch pot never boils. You're watching the clock, it takes longer. It's better to just not worry too much about the time. I certainly, that stuff to me is the most boring aspect of prophecy. I mean, this stuff, he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. That tells me things. Power was given to him to continue 42 months. Okay, he has about the same amount of time as the witnesses have. And that makes sense. The witnesses, so that tells me that there's some sort of concurrence with their speaking, because the dragon's power is broken when the seventh trumpet sounds. That's when the two witnesses rise. The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord. The kingdoms of the devil are become the kingdoms of Christ. The seventh trumpet is when his power is broken. Well, the two witnesses have about the same amount of time as he does. 1,260 days, 42 months, whatever. It's about the same. Obviously, the two witnesses die 3 days, three and a half days before the Lord comes. Not just three and a half. And then, therefore, there is a slight time difference there, but that's negligible. I mean, you can figure from about the time, you know, that tells me actually that the trumpets might be, I don't know whether the witness is going to begin, are the first four trumpets going to happen within like a few weeks, days, hours? Who knows? It could all happen very fast. Very fast. I don't believe we're living in the end times, but they could happen really at any time. They could begin as far as the trumpets could begin to sound. That's all I look for. Everything else is ready. There's silence in heaven waiting for that first trumpet blast, because everything is set and has been for a long time. I mean, that was the attitude of the apostles. They were like, it could come. You see in them the same attitude that we prepare for the return of our Lord. So we do now also. So he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name. And what could be more blasphemous to the name of God than to apply it to oneself?
As I said before, this is the crime that Christ was accused of.
I mean, that's blasphemy. And to call the devil God, that's blasphemy. But he will also, you know, the plagues that the witnesses are bringing, of course he's going to attribute that to what the Pharisees say about Jesus and his miracles. They said, oh, he does miracles by the devil. The devil will say, oh, they do their miracles by the power of Satan. Because he's going to have to, you know, they're saying he's Satan, so he's going to have to make the counter-argument that their God is Satan. And that Satan has empowered them to resist the kingdom of God, and or whatever, you know, something like that. His name and his tabernacle. It's interesting, his tabernacle. Boy, there's not a lot of references to the tabernacle. What is a tabernacle? It's a tent. I remember when I was a kid,